This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, guys, we're going to get into the Caleb Downs fear that exists in Columbus. But last episode, because Tony Alford went to Michigan, you used that as justification to go ahead and move your Michigan panic meter. Am I correct? Have I misquoted you?
I moved out of the dark gray and just into light gray a little bit. Yeah, I needed... And I actually said this a couple weeks ago, because let's be honest, Nick, every week it was basically just us coming on here and telling people, well, we're not going to do the Michigan panic meter because it's just the same. Nobody's worried about Michigan. So we needed something to interject some life into the Michigan panic meter segment. And so I have now moved into the light gray, and I think the spring game will be a perfect opportunity to see if my panic changes at all. If I go back into the dark gray and I feel good about it. And then it could change again if the Monday after, when the transfer portal reopens back up, there's a lot of people who are transferring out of Ohio State, or if Caleb Downs really leaves or something like that. So there's opportunity aplenty to breathe some life into the Michigan panic meter segment.
You're addicted to the struggle. You're addicted to panic. And I get it. I'm not. Listen, to each their own. We all have our own special journeys on this planet. a running backs coach who left, and I think, like, when you see the details of the contract, apparently he got like a $75,000 raise, which is nice, but let's be honest with you. Like, that's $75,000 raise to go to the arch rival. And then he, I don't know if you saw, but he put out like a cryptic tweet about how they only hate you when you leave because you were so good. And it's like, no, Jack, they hate you because you went to the arch rival. Yeah. You could have gone back to Notre Dame. Nobody would have hated you. You could have gone to Cincinnati. Could have gone to be a head coach. Could have gone literally Michigan State, Indiana, Purdue, Penn State, Oregon. You could go to any Big Ten school and they wouldn't hate you. We'd be like, ah, damn, I hate to lose that guy. He went to Michigan. Stop playing it. So defiantly, I am keeping my Michigan panic meter at zero panic. All right. To show you the way of your slippery ways and everything, I'm defiantly just not moving my Michigan panic meter. Now, interesting rumor, that the one message board rumor that I saw was that Oklahoma's DeMarco Murray came very, very close to accepting the Ohio State job. He had interviewed for the job, but then he was offered an offer he could not refuse. And then the other is that Stan Drayton is very interested in leaving Temple as the head coach to come to Columbus to be the running backs coach, which obviously he was from 2012 to 2014.
Yeah.
So those are just kind of the latest on the rumor mill on that.
Well, that one's fascinating because of what we talked about last week with Chip Kelly, right? Like, coach, head coach at another program, leaving to take a lesser role. Now, for Chip Kelly, he gets to do what he's always wanted to do anyway, which is, like, I'm just focusing on the offense and running the offense, and I get to coach. But for Drayton, it would be sort of a multiple levels of like a step down, as he would just go be the running backs coach. And maybe that's what he wants, but I just find that fascinating. It's another example of like, okay, there's these top tier programs that can just offer you a better opportunity in terms of like reinventing yourself in the same way Nick Saban did with all these OCs over the years, to maybe then find another job somewhere else if you're unhappy with your current situation. So Ohio State almost feels like it's becoming like a rehabilitation, a coach rehabilitation center for some people who want to like maybe improve their image or find a job down the line that they sort of save themselves or fix themselves at Ohio State in the meantime.
I mean, Drayton is 6-18 in 2 years at Temple, and he's 2-14 in the American Athletic Conference. So it could also be much like Chip Kelly. Hey, I don't really have a chance here at Temple, so I might as well go back, regroup, maybe reboot my career and see if a couple of years down the road.
Yeah, that's what I was implying, though. It's like it's kind of like a rehabilitation stop for a coach. I don't mean that as like a for Steve Sarkisian, for example, Alabama really was like a rehab center for him. But rehab, I'm saying like from just like an image of a coach, it's a chance to kind of be like clean slate. It's almost, I'll compare it to like Mitch Trubisky, for example. Mitch Trubisky got drafted by Chicago, didn't pan out. He goes to Buffalo, backs up Josh Allen, and all of a sudden, what did you hear the next year? Oh, Mitch Trubisky, I don't know, like he was learning from Josh Allen for a year. There might be something there. He just needs a better system. And then he goes to Pittsburgh, and we all realize he was the same guy he was in Chicago. So it's like a chance to almost like wipe your slate clean and almost rebrand yourself. And I think that's appealing to certain coaches, especially like Stan Drayton, who, like you said, hasn't had a very good time at Temple and doesn't have the resources. He goes to Ohio State and kind of reinvents himself.
Some of us thought Mitchell Trubisky sucked the whole time, but that's just this fella. So we were talking about the Caden.
Hey, be Crocker careful. Thing. They might be waiting for you in the Halley building. Like
that. I know. I saw the Trubiskys. And here's the thing. I wasn't intimidated, but I was like, if I have to fight multiple Trubiskys, I'm just going to have to do it. All right. I've got the size advantage. You got the weight advantage. You got the reach advantage. If I have to do it, I'll defend myself is what I'm saying. But we were talking about the Caden Proctor thing, and there is considerable panic in Columbus that Caleb Downs could follow suit, because Caleb is he's taken Ohio State out of his handle. I will say Caleb Downs is a significant enough player. If Caleb decided to go back to Alabama, or if he went to the portal again and just took the money and run, a la the optics of what it looks like Caden Proctor did, Caleb Downs leaving Ohio State should be one of the things that changes how we feel about this season. Maybe not the Michigan panic meter, but Caleb is the kind of guy who can take that defense from, all right, they're a top 10 defense, to being a truly the best defense in the nation. And he's the kind of guy that could take over multiple playoff games. That's really his reputation as a safety.
I agree. I think it would alter my panic meter a little bit more, just because you lose a guy like that. I mean, he's that type of impactful talent on this roster. I will say, I don't know. Like, you never know what to make of he unfollowed this and followed that. Now, I will say somebody pulled up that he still follows Tim Allen, who's the or Tim Walton, excuse me. I don't know why I said Tim Allen. Like, this is home improvement. He still follows Tim Walton, who's the Buckeyes DB coach. And so, for whatever that means, like, obviously he's the one who's probably had a big role in recruiting him and bringing him to Ohio State. And they've spoken very highly of Tim Walton. So that means something. I know he was at Ohio State's pro day the other day. I saw there was a picture of him chalking it up with CJ Stroud. So there was like talk that he was on some, like a bunch of these Alabama guys went on like the same spring break trip or something like that. And that's part of what lured Proctor back. And I don't know, like maybe that means that Downs goes back. I don't know. But I would think like, it's not like Caleb Downs is coming to Ohio State and they're like, hey, you really got to earn your stripes here. Like they know what he is. They know how good he is. He's going to start from day one. He has a great chance to win a national championship. And I don't see there. Oh, there was also, I saw the group, the collective that I think is working, that has money involved with Caleb Downs, they tweeted something out the other day that was along the lines of like, hey, Caleb's 100% here. You know, we're happy to have him along for the ride. And he just told us he's all in or something. So again, that could be fodder. That could just be them like going off of what they've been told. And that doesn't mean other people aren't showing up or DMing Caleb Downs and to like what you said with Proctor and being like, hey, we can offer you more than the Ohio State Collective. Come on back. So I'm not saying that that's impossible, but like it sounds like at least from the indications are now, and the transfer portal window doesn't officially open until April 15th. It sounds like he's here, and I don't know that that's going to necessarily change. Now maybe it does. I don't know if we get to that point. Obviously, we can assess what our panic level is, but
yours will be high.
I'm kind of subscribing to the idea that as much as I like to panic, Nick, like I'm really not all that worried about him leaving. Then if he leaves, I'll be a wreck. But I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's going to, from the sense that I get, and just from people who said like, yeah, I mean, he's engaged in the program. He's there. He's around. He seems happy. Now, again, we never know because sometimes cryptic social media actions can speak to deeper intentions of somebody. And so maybe that's what's happening here. But I try not to read too much into that stuff all the time. Sometimes it means nothing. Sometimes it means something. I'm not like, if we're talking on the scale of like a panic meter, I'm at like a zero right now in terms of him leaving. I think he's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So I just think there's a big difference between what Iowa can pay somebody and Alabama can. I don't know there's a significant difference between what Ohio State can pay and what Alabama can pay. And so I think intrigue's the wrong word.
It's funny, Nick, that you say that too, because what were we talking about like a year ago? I mean, not on this podcast because this didn't exist a year ago.
I was going to say, I don't remember what I talked about a month ago, let alone a year ago.
Well, neither do I. That's why I forgot what I said about Jeremiah Smith. Anyway.
I will not forget 351 yards and 3 touchdowns. I $1 bob the shit out of you.
But it's funny, like a year ago this time, we probably would have been saying, I don't know, like Ohio State doesn't seem like they're really taking the collective stuff seriously, and they keep saying they don't have a lot of money to offer. So it's just funny that in a year's time, that's completely changed. Where now we're like, yeah, Ohio State money is up there with Bama money and Georgia money, and Iowa money is much, much lesser. So it's just funny how far we've come, even within a year of this new era, that Ohio State's now like a top dog and they're actually taking it seriously.
I am intrigued. I'm interested in this situation. I am not concerned as of yet. And a lot of it is just maybe a little Ohio State hubris going on here. Now, you mentioned the Alabama guys, even former Alabama guys going on the same trick. Does that not scream a little bit like, I'm not trying to say Epstein Island, okay, but doesn't it scream like a little bit?
Please
of like,
don't.
Again, that is, I imagine there's just like a Southern dandy textile, you know, mercantile man that's just like, Mr. Caden Proctor, can I invite you to my private island?
I'm picturing a scene from Django Unchained right now, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
How did you go to the worst place? I just went to like an island of ill repute. You went to Django. No, that was not the kind of weekend. That's not going to get Caden Proctor back to Alabama.
Well, the Alabama governor is getting rid of DEI stuff at public schools, so I don't know.
Now you're going political. This is weird. I was just trying to make a funny thing that it's like they went to, like, they traveled first class.
You started talking like Colonel Sanders. It was like, I don't know what kind of vibes I'm getting here.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Because he's a Southern, dandy and a mercantile man. Now I sound like Benoit Blanc from Glass Onion or from Knives Out. No, my point is that he gets all these former Alabama players on a jet to like Fiji, and there's countless beautiful women and there's stacks of money. And he's like, now does this happen in Iowa? And then the answer is no. So like, I'm trying to paint a picture of an Alabama booster like coercing these kids with money and sex back to Alabama. And you turned it into a very, very dirty and tawdry.
Okay,
thing
well, there. This conversation started with you calling it Epstein Island, so I think that's even darker. That is way darker than where I went. Okay,
Epstein Island without the sex trafficking. The girls want to be there. Okay,
yeah, like okay.
I mean, it's a nice place to party. Like, come on, you sully this whole thing. I started this off on a real sure footing, and then you with that Django reference, you really stepped in it there, Spencer.
Sure, I stepped in. Okay.
I'm glad we agree. All right, guys, leave your messages on 92.3 The Fans, or leave your comments on 92.3 The Fans YouTube channel, or at Nick Wilson says, at Spencito _. Do you have any panic that Caleb Downs could be heading back to Alabama or leaving Ohio State? He did take Ohio State football out of his profiles on social media. Are you panicking? Of course, next week we'll have the latest from practice. Practice rolls on. We're marching ever closer to the spring game. So make sure to be following Sons of the Shoe wherever you get your podcast, so you have the latest. Don't miss the latest on this. And we're talking Apple, Spotify. I said that weird. Apple, Spotify, the free Odyssey app, 92.3thefan.com. Apple, that's a great place to follow us, but follow Sons of the Shoe wherever you get it, and we'll see you guys next week. Spencer, you were a little slippery today. You went a little Anthony Lima, but I'm proud of you. I think we've rehabbed you, and I think this lesson that I've taught you on the $1 bobbing on Jeremiah Smith's numbers, it's going to be for your own good.
Not when he hits 350 yards on the dot. Just wait.
Yeah. And then I will appeal the statistician in the Michigan game to be like, I think that was an extra yard there. I have unknown power, Spencer. Spencer, good stuff, buddy.
Thanks, Nick. You too.
Go Bucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.